Hachette Audio presents Raging Heat, written by Richard Castle, read by Robert Petkoff. 1. Nikki Heat wondered if her mother hadn't been murdered, what her life would have been. Would she be hoofing it like this from her police precinct to a crime scene? Or would she instead be on Broadway rehearsing a Chekhov revival or some cutting-edge relationship exploration with whispers of a Tony? At Columbus Avenue, she paused for the walk signal. Life might have intervened in other ways, too. Fate could have just as easily made her that gourmet mom sitting in the Starbucks window to her right, helping her preschooler negotiate a hot chocolate, or made her a panhandler, like that guy shaking his Dixie cup of coins outside the wine store across the street. She didn't see a Steely Dan backup singer anywhere around her, but she would enthusiastically be open to that possibility also. A swirl of urban wind lifted some gutter trash in a mini twister, and Nikki watched a plastic grocery bag, candy wrappers, and a newspaper ad spin south from 82nd until the spectacle lost its center and came apart into something more mundane. Random garbage. It was only 10:30 a.m. Why would somebody beg outside a wine shop that was closed? She turned back to regard the panhandler, but he turned away from her and shuffled uptown. Heat got the light and crossed. One corner down, the traffic detail chopped the air with gloved hands to keep the gawkers moving past the street barricade. But they would let her through. The NYPD's top homicide detective had a corpse to meet. The radio call from the first uniforms on scene had carried a spoiler. Don't eat or drink anything en route. Seriously. One part defiance, one part caffeine Jones, Heat brought along the remnants of the vanilla...